I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. If you have not become the exact person you want to become in life, if you are not yet where you want to be in life 100% across the board in every area, there are some things that you just don't know.
Stay all day.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by Ask Yourself a Better Question, my book on controlling your thoughts by controlling the questions you ask. You improve the quality of the questions, you improve the answers. Learn more at DreAllDay.com/ask.
You are tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected has yet to occur. And on top of this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative, the go-getter energy, to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to today's show. And the topic today is keeping your curiosity. This is a topic, as I learned in a study that I read about, children, well, one thing that we know for sure is that kids ask questions all day. You have a kid, or you are a kid, or you work around kids or around young children, let's say under the age of 7 or 8 years old, all day, you know that kids ask questions. That's all they do, is ask questions all day. They're very inquisitive. Why? Because they don't know anything. They literally don't know anything, and they know that they don't know things, probably not consciously thinking about the fact that they don't know. But they're asking questions so that they can build their knowledge base of life. The average child asks, on average, this is just one study I read, 125 questions per day. 125 questions per day. You know how many questions the average adult asks per day, according to this study? If a kid asks 125, how many questions does an adult ask? Think of a number right now. Think of a number in your mind. How many questions an adult asks every single day? Answer is six. Six questions. So between childhood and adulthood, we lose 119 questions per day. Now, maybe in defense of adults, maybe you think, well, it's because adults just know more. Kids are stupid. Kids don't know anything. They're dumb. They're ignorant. They haven't been anywhere. They haven't done anything. They haven't been to school yet, or not. They haven't finished school. They don't have a diploma. They don't have a degree. They might not know about the Work On Your Game podcast. They don't know anything. They should be asking questions. Us adults, we're the ones that are providing the answers. How about how many answers adults give per day, Dre? Why don't you find a study on that? Why is that maybe the defense? Is that a stout defense for why adults only ask six questions a day and children ask 125? I don't think so. Well, what the stats show us is that adults ask less and less questions as we grow older. But the question is, how and why does this happen? There's a question right there. Now, this could be many reasons how and why this happens. But today, what I'm talking about is not why it happens or even how it happens. But today, we're talking about how to get it back. Now, the why and the how, maybe I'll talk about that on a different podcast, or you could talk about it on your podcast, or you can find somebody else who's already talked about it. But we're talking about here today how to get that curiosity back or maintain the curiosity if you happen to be asking closer to 125 questions a day rather than the average adults asking six questions a day. Point number one, and again, we're talking keeping your curiosity or getting your curiosity back. You must stop being afraid to ask for what you want or asking why you don't have what you want. Stop being afraid to ask for what you want. There's some things you want in life right now and you know who to ask, but you haven't asked. I'm sure there are. And why haven't you asked? Ask yourself that question. And now, see, I'm already starting to help you get over the 6 questions per day, right? By giving you these questions that you're going to ask. You cannot be afraid to ask for what you want. And if you're in a situation where you don't have what you want, you cannot be afraid of asking, hey, why isn't this the way that I want it to be? That's a great question, right? Is there any area of your life that isn't the way that you want it to be? Would you ask yourself the question, why is this not how I want it to be? Why is this not set up the way that I want it to be set up? Why have I not achieved things the way that I want to achieve them? What's stopping you from asking the question, why? Don't be the person who is afraid to ask why things aren't the way that you want them to be. An example, if you work in a big company or you ever worked with a big company in any capacity, you know that big companies have these standard procedures, right? Companies have policies. And what do standard procedures and policies exist for? You know why they exist? I'm going to tell you why they actually exist. You may think they exist because the company's trying to protect itself. And in a way, that's part of it. You may think they exist because companies employ a whole bunch of lawyers and lawyers write all these procedures and policies. And that's definitely part of it, too. The main reason why procedures and policies exist is to keep people from asking questions. That's why they exist. If you've ever called or spoken to a customer service representative from a company, whether in person or on the phone or on the internet, you know when they start mentioning policy, what is their purpose of telling you about policy? It is to answer and stifle your questions. It is to keep you from asking more and more questions. This is our policy. These are the terms and conditions that you have agreed to. When someone tells you about their standard procedure, there's a company person who told me recently, well, Dre, we can't do the thing that you're asking us to do right now because this is the standard procedure. This is the policy. This is the way that we do things. And what is their purpose? That's their way of trying to stop me from asking any more questions. That's their way of stopping me from asking why and how or how about. They're trying to stifle questions. That's the reason that these things exist. And you know what? They work pretty damn well. This is why adults only ask 6 questions a day, because we got all these procedures and policies and standards that keep people from asking why. Don't be a person who has been conditioned, properly conditioned and socialized into not asking the questions that you want to ask simply because someone has given you what they have deemed to be the proper and final answer. There's an experiment that you may or may not have heard of when people go into a coffee shop. What is called the coffee shop experiment. The coffee shop experiment works very simply. This is how it works. You walk into a place of business, any place. It doesn't have to be a coffee shop. This could be your local grocery store, since not everybody drinks coffee, but we all buy groceries. Anywhere that you go where you actually pay for something right there on the spot at a register. And when you're set to pay and the person tells you how much it costs, just ask them very simply, very plainly, could you give me a discount of 10%? Or could you give me this for free? Or could you give me half off? Or whatever amount you want to get off of the price. So if you buy some coffee from Starbucks and it costs $6, you could say to them, listen, can I get this coffee for half off today? Give no explanation. Don't tell them that you're doing it as an experiment. Now, you're not allowed to do any of those things because those are like kind of like sandbagging the question. So they tell you it's $5.75 for this venti latte, and I don't buy Starbucks, so forgive me if I'm getting the sizes and the prices wrong. $5.75 for this venti latte, and I say, hey, could I get that for half off today? And just let them answer. Maybe they'll do it. Maybe they'll say, what? Why? Huh? Let me talk to the manager, and then everybody's looking at you, and then the manager comes and say, sorry, sir, could you explain again what it was you were asking for? I just want half off today. You're not allowed to give. This is important. You're not allowed to say, I heard somebody say this on a podcast or as an experiment. Don't say that, because that kind of takes the edge off for you. No, the whole purpose of it is for you to get used to asking for what you want without explaining it, without trying to sandbag it, without trying to make it sound softer. Just asking, can I get half off today? Can I get 10% off? Can I get this coffee for free? And let them answer. Let them give you a yes or let them give you a no. If they say yes, then great, you got it. Imagine how great that's going to feel if you walking out of Starbucks, you haven't got 10% off or a dollar off or half off or gotten the whole thing for free simply because you asked for it. What possibilities does that open in your life if you were to take that to some other areas of life? Wow. And what if they say no? What do you gain if they say no? If they say no, then what you gain is now you know that you can go ask for something, be denied, and you didn't die. You didn't get taken to jail. Nobody took all your money. You weren't embarrassed on Instagram. You don't have people flooding your Twitter with negative tweets. None of those things happen. You're not getting any hate mail or death threats. You asked for it. They said no, and you just kept it moving. What's stopping you from asking again when you go? Because you know you're going to get another one tomorrow, right? If you're at Starbucks buying a coffee, you're probably doing it on a regular basis. You can go ask again. Just keep asking every single day until you finally get it. Eventually, they're going to be like, you know what? I am going to give it to you because you keep coming in here every day and asking. What do we call it? We call that persistence, people. If you keep asking, eventually you're going to get the thing that you want. Now, this may be a case where somebody says, well, I thought insanity was doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. Well, in some cases, that's true. But in some cases, you should do the same thing over and over again until you get a different result. One example could be that. Another example could be calling somebody on the phone so you get an answer or reply from a company. Another example is working on your jump shot. You keep shooting the jump shot and it's not going in. Eventually, it may start going in if you practice for long enough. So it doesn't apply in none of the sayings or quotes or things that you hear, even things you hear on this podcast. A lot of them, let's say a lot of them, I'm going to say all of them, but a lot of them do not always apply to every situation. You have to be smart enough, wise enough to take everything that you know and apply it to the situation at hand and ask yourself, does this apply to this or does it not? Sometimes it will and sometimes it won't, but that's where wisdom comes in. And I got a whole episode of this podcast about knowledge versus wisdom. Look it up at dreallday.com/podcast. So the purpose of this coffee shop experiment, again, doesn't have to be a coffee shop, is for you to just get used to asking for what you want. Doesn't matter if you get it or you don't get it, just get used to asking. Point number two, today's topic is keeping and or maintaining your curiosity in life. Do not assume that you know everything. See, you can't be curious if you already know the things that are going on. You already know all the information. How can you possibly learn? What question can you ask if you already know everything that there is to know? There are no questions to ask, right? It makes sense. Now, you heard my sister, Latoya Baldwin-Clark, on episode 721 of this podcast. If you didn't listen to that interview, go back and listen to that interview. It was a very good interview where we talked about the academic world. My sister is an academic all-star. She's actually going to be a professor at UCLA this upcoming fall. A hell of an achievement. We talked about mental health. A lot about mental health. We talked a little bit about being a parent, but mostly about mental health in the academic world. But one thing about my sister that I'll say, and I don't know if she listens to this podcast every day. I don't think she does, but I hope she's listening, because this is something that I'll say about her, is that it's hard to talk to her sometimes because of her being in her academic position, her position of knowing so much, literally knowing as much as she knows. Sometimes she's so damn smart, you can't tell her anything that she doesn't either already know or deem irrelevant since she doesn't know it. So if she doesn't know it, then it must not be important because someone as smart as her would already know it. Any of you ever known somebody like that? I once worked with a guy. He was married to a lawyer. His wife was a lawyer. And I remember him saying this. He was like, it's hard to talk to my wife. And I said, why? And he was like, because she knows everything. And I thought he was kind of saying it like she's a know-it-all, like she knows everything. But then he said it again and re-emphasized him. He said, Dre, no, literally, like, she knows everything. I can't talk to her because nothing that I can say to her that she doesn't already know. I can't inform her of anything because she pretty much knows everything. Have any of you ever known somebody like that? You don't want to become that person. All right, I don't care where you teach at, how many books you wrote, or how smart you think you are, how many degrees you got. Don't become the person who knows so much that nobody can tell you anything, that you can't learn anything simply because you know so much. Don't assume that you know everything. You can't be curious if you already know all the answers, right? That just makes sense, right? If you know all the answers, you have all the information, you have all the knowledge, it is impossible for you to learn. It doesn't mean everybody has something to teach you. You could learn something from everybody, but it might be a lot of strain to learn something from certain people, right? You can choose your sources much better than having your sources choose you, but don't be so knowledgeable, at least in your own mind, that you're no longer curious, you're no longer open to learning new things. Before we get to the rest of the show, let me ask. You heard people talk about the zone all the time, getting into that state of flow, that state where you're not even thinking about anything. Everything just comes to you naturally and you're doing it at your highest level. We call that being in the zone. How would you like to be able to get in the zone whenever you wanted to, where you could just snap your fingers and tell yourself to get in the zone and it actually happens? How about maintaining your focus and your full highest possible level of confidence at all times so that you can be the leader that you've always envisioned yourself to be? And with all of this stuff I said, how about you can make it all stick forever, guaranteed? And if you're thinking that's all just a pipe dream or it's fantasy and it can't possibly be reality, I want to let you know that up until now it was. Until I created my course called Bulletproof Mindset. Bulletproof Mindset is a 12-module course, the only course of its kind, that will help you deal with your challenges of perseverance, getting frustrated with yourself because your results are arriving too slowly, self-belief when you're underperforming, and it's not because you're not good enough because you lack confidence in yourself. What about persistence? Not sticking to your plans long enough to see the results. Maybe it's personal initiative. You're hesitant to make that first move, to pick up a phone, to make a call, to take charge of a group, to approach a culture person, if those have ever been a challenge for you, Bulletproof Mindset was made to handle that challenge. If you're an up-and-coming athlete, a salesperson, entrepreneur, a seasoned professional at what you do, if you're building your brand, if you're a business professional looking to grow in your position and move up in your career and in your life, if you're a student looking to deal with time management, dealing with new people, if you fall into any of those categories, Bulletproof Mindset was made for you. Again, 12 module course. You're going to get the 7 golden rules of the Bulletproof Mindset, deal with the 15 common mental errors. You'll get complete understanding of mental conditioning. You'll get my bulletproof strategies for focus, learn to communicate with power, dipping yourself in gold, which is the finishing touch on the Bulletproof Mindset, and lifetime access to all course materials. Again, this is called the Bulletproof Mindset course by yours truly, Dre All Day. Get full information and get started at DreAllDay.com/bulletproof. That's DreAllDay.com/bulletproof for the Bulletproof Mindset course. Now let's get back to the program. Point number 3. Today's topic again is keeping and maintaining your curiosity. The definition of curiosity is a strong desire to know or learn something. A strong desire to know or learn something. Question for you. You see these questions? Are you capped out on knowledge? Are you capped out on learning? Have you learned everything that you need to learn? Do you know everything that you need to know to get to where you want to be in life, to become the person who you need to become in life? I'm going to give you a hint here as to the answer to that question. If you do not have everything you want in life, if you have not done everything you want to do in life, if you have not become the exact person you want to become in life, if you are not yet where you want to be in life 100% across the board in every area, there are some things that you just don't know. There are some things that you don't know yet, or there's some things that you already know that you need to learn again because you have not yet applied them. It's one of the two. I'm going to say that once more. If you are not 100% in every area of your life across the board, exactly where you want to be, and I'm going to assume that you aren't quite yet there, because if you were, you wouldn't be listening to a podcast called Work On Your Game. Listen, nobody's quite yet there. Everybody is a work in progress in life. As soon as someone becomes a quote unquote finished product that they've done everything, they've achieved everything, they're exactly who they need to be, everything's perfect, they die because they have nothing further to live for. They're in the way. They're taking up oxygen. We get rid of them. All right. The universe gets rid of them. So since you aren't exactly where you want to be across the board in every area of life, that means one of two things. Either A, you don't know everything that you need to know. There's some things you need to learn. You need to be curious about them. Or B, actually, it could be a combination of both. There are some things that you do know, that you have learned, that you have read about, that you have heard about, that you have seen, that you did experience, but you forgot about them. You're not thinking about them. You are not consciously applying them on a consistent basis. You need to go learn them again because you haven't applied them yet, because they haven't produced a result for you yet. If you haven't gotten a result from it, then you haven't used it. You need to learn it again and make sure you apply it this time. Let's recap today's topic, which is keeping and maintaining your curiosity. The average child asks 125 questions a day. Adult asks an average of 6 questions a day. What happened to those 119 questions? We lose it as we grow older. Let's talk about why. Number one, you got to stop being afraid to ask for what you want. Stop being afraid to ask why you don't have what you want. When you see standard procedures and policies, that is just a company or person's way of stymieing questions. Don't be stymied by policies and procedures. Ask the question anyway. Do the coffee shop experiment. Ask for 10% off. Ask for $1 off. Ask for half off. Ask to get something free. The worst thing that will happen, and somebody says no, the best thing will happen is you actually get what you ask for. And if that happens, imagine the possibilities that opens up for your life. Point number 2, do not assume that you know everything. No matter how learned you are, how many books you read, how many podcast episodes you recorded, how many people you know, what school you went to, what you do for a living, how much money you make, do not assume that you know everything, because as soon as you know everything, there's nothing for you to learn and it's impossible for you to be curious, and then this episode will not apply to you. Point number 3. Definition of curiosity is a strong desire to know or learn something. Are you capped out on knowledge? Are you capped out on learning? Are you capped out on acquiring new information? Are you capped out on curiosity? I'll give you a hint. If you don't have everything you want to have in life, you have not done everything you want to do, you have not become yet the full person who you want to be in every area of life, there's either something you don't know or something you have not applied, even though you know it, or a combination of both. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. Today's show is brought to you by Ask Yourself a Better Question, my book on controlling your thoughts by controlling the questions you ask. You improve the quality of the questions, you improve the answers. Learn more at DreAllDay.com/ask. people like you who listen to the Work On Your Game podcast. They also subscribe to and read The Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life with three takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to The Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/GAME. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.